Well, good morning, church. Good morning on this gorgeous fall weekend. What a gift. Oh, wow. All right. Well, we'll just start with some announcements here. Today at 2 o'clock is a corn maze. I don't know much about this. Where is this corn maze?
It's in Dexter.
Oh, it's the Dexter corn maze. Okay, fun. So we hope that you can join us. Grab your kiddos. I mean, it can't get any better than this. I think it's in the 70s. And then this coming week, we're going to be meeting the pastoral candidate from Western Pennsylvania. Please come out this coming Saturday for a church potluck, for an informal time to get to know him and his wife Mindy and his mother-in-law. I don't know her name. We hope that we see you there. And then, of course, next Sunday, please come and, you know, maybe you should, like, pick up the phone and call someone else and make sure they're coming, too, because this is the first time that you have gotten to vote, right? Ever? So that's exciting. And we want to turn out with a great number for all of you to be able to have a voice in this. So be praying about that. Be praying about his traveling and all of that stuff. So we're excited to meet them. All right, let's get up on our feet and praise the Lord.
Has done, so loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through us the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, an moment from Jesus a pardon.
Let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Oh, hero.
heaven. You conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Faithful through every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things. And I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. God, you do great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Hallelujah, Lord. Above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things, hallelujah, God, above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. You have done great things. God, you do great things.
Hallelujah. Yes, we count them, Lord, your great, great things. This is Job chapter 5. Verse 7, yet man is born to trouble, as surely as sparks fly upward. But if it were I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. He has done great things. I just want to remind you that while we're singing this next song, come forward. The family altar is here. Come with your family. Come by yourself. Spend a little bit of time here and go back to your seat. We just want to welcome you. My God,
Savior God to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Would you join us in prayer? Father, we unite our hearts across this room. We unite our spirits with one another. We are kin one to another. We have been adopted into the family. And we are grateful, Lord, for the way in which you have made us your family. You have adopted us as sons and daughters and heirs, equal. We are so grateful, Lord, for the grace and the mercy that you've shown to all your people. We need so much, Lord, a clear picture. We want so much to know the future. We desire so much to understand the purpose of the next step. Teach us, Lord, the joy of living in the mystery and understanding that the story ends with victory. We're so thankful, Lord, that you have chosen to give us this opportunity to live our lives to your glory and to the benefit of our brothers and our sisters in this world. Open our hearts to all that you have for us. Let us not be weary in well-doing. And let us serve others, love others, and be for others the very presence of Christ in their lives. Hear our prayer, we pray. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to do one more song together. The children can go to children's church.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering. I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last.
beautiful singing this morning. You may be seated.
With all I am, I'll keep believing.
weekend with me. We're not finished yet. Let's sing this chorus one more time. If you want to come forward and dedicate yourself to the journey ahead, we invite you to do that. We're just going to take a moment, but let's use this time. Whether we're here, and let's just say we understand that it's not finished yet. We're a part of the journey. We're not only living in history, we are history. Let's sing this chorus together with Jamie.
I won't forget the things you've done, for I know that this is just the beginning and you're not finished yet. You're not finished yet until I see.
Father God, here we are on the potter's wheel being shaped and molded, understanding your hand is touching, indenting, shaping, rising, pressuring, lifting. We thank you, Lord, for your master's hand in molding our lives. Now for this journey yet ahead, continue shaping us. You're not finished with us yet. And we're not finished with our ministry to this world. In your name and for your glory. Amen. God bless you all. You're dismissed.